civil service worker speak out. The pay campaign is important for me as every month I find myself with too many bills at the end of my pay. As a rep, I also hear from my members who struggle with bills, some even spending over 90% of their pay on bills, and that's without children to care for. I don't know how AO or even EO bands and HMRC, especially with children, manage to make ends meet. This is a result of our pay being held down and capped at 1% for over 7 years while inflation, the cost of living, continues to soar. I don't want to go on strike, I need to go on strike. James Davies, PCS Rep, HMRC Wales, Personal Capacity. The DVLA branch Facebook group is fizzing with angry comments about the way we've been treated. We've been ignored and taken for granted for too long. All our reps are determined to get a big yes vote in this ballot, and if we are called on to strike, we will deliver. Dave Warren, PCS Rep, DVLA, Personal Capacity. This disgraceful decision not to pay what we are due in July is a slap in the face to those working in the DWP, who have long awaited any increase to our low wages. It will be especially painful for those who have budgeted for the promised increases for childcare costs over the summer. But an understanding of the need to get involved and vote in the ballot is not lost on our members, whose anger at this and job insecurity, alongside years of pay restraint, will mean we have a real chance at smashing the 50% threshold needed. PCS Rep, DWP Fixed Term Appointment. PCS members in Conciliation Service ACUS, part of the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, BEES, have just suspended action as a result of a successful strike. We delivered a 65% turnout in that ballot, and have gone on to win concessions. I'm confident we can do the same in this national ballot, and deliver a resounding yes for breaking the cap. More than that, we will show this government we are prepared to knock down all the barriers they put up, including their 50% threshold. Marion Lloyd, PCS BEES Group President, Personal Capacity. Across the culture group, low pay is endemic. Years of austerity mean the majority of our members struggle to afford basic commodities or housing. Each museum negotiates pay at local level, and privatization means there are several private employers paying low pay too. The national campaign on pay is crucial to bring back some fairness on pay. Years of budget cuts not only mean pay restraints on museum workers employed directly by the government agencies and on those employed via contractors. It also means privatization, job losses and cuts in terms and conditions. The pay ballot is a key step to unity across departments and agencies. We need more funding for pay, no question. We call on all PCS members to take part in the ballot and support industrial action on pay. We need £10 an hour as a minimum for all workers and a decent pay rise for all. Clara Paylard, PCS Culture Group President, Personal Capacity. With inflation running at 3%, none of us can afford for our real pay to be pushed down anymore. The anger of members in our group is directed both at our senior management, who have decided not to pay our contractual pay rise in July, but also at the Treasury for delaying the pay talks and limiting the funding for departments to just 1%. Now is the year to make real progress on pay. The government has been forced to abandon the 1% pay cap policy. We need to build the largest mandate possible to fight for the extra funding from Treasury for a 5% pay increase for all our members. Katrine Williams, PCS DWP Group Vice President, Personal Capacity. In HM Land Registry Group, pay is a massive issue, particularly after the 2017 offer that was due in June 2017, but wasn't paid until March 2018. The majority of our members received less than 1%, as the pay cap meant that anomalies in our pay system had to be paid for out of the 1% pot. Importantly, our management publicly stated they wanted to pay our members more, and could afford to do so, but weren't allowed under government rules. It is therefore an absolute priority for our members to deliver a massive turnout and yes vote for action in the upcoming ballot. Only through the leverage that the threat and potential delivery of action will bring, can we break the cap. Not only that, but most importantly, release sufficient funding to deliver a meaningful pay rise for our members. That not only puts a stop to year-on-year cuts to our living standards, but also will start to address what we have lost since 2010. Dave Lunn, PCS Land Registry Group Vice President, Personal Capacity. This government has never been weaker. This is not the time to wait. Not only do we need to strike on pay, we can win. Nick Doyle, PCS, HMRC, Personal Capacity.